You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
Please welcome to The Daily Show, Greta Thunberg. Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you so much.
And welcome to New York City. You came here on a zero emissions boat. And part of me thinks that's because you love the climate. The other part of me wonders if that's just your Viking heritage.
Maybe it is.
It might be.
Yeah.
Tell me why you did that. Why didn't you fly to New York City to come and, you know, speak at the UN and you know, inspire people to move forward in the climate change movement?
I did it because I have, since a few years, stopped flying because of the enormous impact aviation has on the climate. Individually, and just to make a stand. And I am one of the very few people in the world who can actually do such a trip. So I thought, why not?
Wow. I mean, I know I wouldn't do that as a kid, and I wouldn't do it now. but what is inspiring is your determination, and what's inspiring is that it doesn't just affect other young people, it started to affect older generations in Sweden, in Germany. People are starting to call it the Greta effect, where people are taking more trains. Since you started this movement, they've said they feel ashamed to fly unnecessarily in Europe. Your mom is an opera singer, and she stopped flying, which means she couldn't perform the way she used to. Do you sometimes feel bad that she can't perform, or are you more excited that she's not part of, I guess, polluting the planet?
I don't care, honestly, about how she performs. She's doing musicals now, so, I mean, she had to change career, but it wasn't that big.
And the planet is the most important thing for you.
Yeah, I mean, for all of us, I think it should be.
Why do you think young people are so focused on climate change now? There's a definite disconnect between older generations and younger generations when talking about the climate. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think it is because we, in a way, feel like it is more a direct threat. Others feel like, I won't be alive then anyway, so screw it. But we actually know that these consequences will face us during our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it is already happening now, and it will get worse. And so I think that is why so many young people especially care about this. And of course, the awareness is not as it needs to be. It's not as much as it needs to be. People are still very unaware, is my experience. And so we need to continue, but you can see that among young people, the concern is bigger.
What do you think people need to learn about climate change? Many people have heard of the climate warming up. Some people have a small understanding of what it means, but what do you think is lacking in the understanding of this issue?
I think pretty much everything, because, I mean, we know that something is wrong, that the planet is warming because of increased greenhouse gas emissions, and that might lead to that the ice caps will melt and the global temperature will rise, and there will be more extreme weather events and so on. But they don't understand how severe this crisis actually is. And it is because they have not been informed. I mean, we are right now in the beginning of the sixth mass extinction, and people don't know these things. Up to 200 species go extinct every single day. And people don't even know that we have for a 67% chance of limiting the global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees. We had on January 1st, 2018, 420 gigatons of carbon dioxide left to emit to stay within that target. And now we are already down to less than 360. If we continue at the same emission level as now, we have less than 8.5 years until that budget is gone, according to the IPCC from the SR15 report. And that is for a 67% chance.
Wow.
And
wow, 67% chance, and we're not even hitting those targets. What do you think people could do, and what do you think governments should be doing?
I think people should do everything, but I think right now, if I were to choose one thing everyone would do, it would be to inform yourself and to try to understand the situation and try to push for a political movement that doesn't exist, because the politics needed to fix this doesn't exist today. So I think what we should do as individuals is to use the power of democracy to make our voices heard and to make sure that the people in power actually cannot continue to ignore this.
That's powerful. Wow. Do you feel a difference in the conversation traveling from Sweden to America? Is there a different feeling around climate change?
I would say yes, because here it feels like it is being discussed as something whether you believe in or not believe in. And where I come from, it's more like it's a fact. And
so then I have to ask you this. You sail from Europe to New York City. New York City is quite an assault on the senses when you come from anywhere else. What is the biggest thing that has stuck out to you in New York City?
I mean, just everything, all the impressions, everything is so much, so big, so loud. And people talk so loud here. And because when you're on that boat, when I was on that boat, there is nothing. There's just the ocean. And of course, the sound of the waves crashing, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No smells. apart from sweat, but...
Right.
So I remember the first thing I noticed when we came into the harbor was I woke up and suddenly it smelled something. And of course it was pollution, but it's still something. It was undescribable to go from this extreme environment. You're disconnected from everything and everyone. You only have yourself and the ocean and the boat, of course, to New York.
That is an accurate and brilliant description of New York. It is undescribable and it smells. I think that is fantastic. I'm excited for your journey. I can't wait to see what else you're going to do. Thank you for making time for us. The next global climate strike will be on Friday, September 20th. To find or register your local strike, go to fridaysforfuture.org. Greta Thunberg, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.